So, as I already said, awareness is the big key here to start changing those limiting beliefs. Because once you have become aware of the limiting beliefs that are holding you back, then consciously you know about them. They're in your conscious mind, and so they're a lot easier to change. Let's get into how to identify your limiting beliefs, and this is something that you are going to work on during the week as well. Now, we have a whole lot of ways to actually identify limiting beliefs, and I'm going to go through those with you now. So the first way is to look at your results. The easiest and fastest way to work out what limiting beliefs are holding you back is to look at the results you are getting in your life right now. The results in your life tell much about what limiting beliefs are going on in your subconscious mind. What results are showing up for you right now? Is your business thriving or is it dying? What beliefs are causing that? Are you blaming the economy? Are you blaming your products or your suppliers or the bad clients that you're getting? What other results are you getting? Are you making a healthy profit in your business, or are you actually going backwards every month? What beliefs are causing that result for you? Do you believe that it's hard to make money? Are you always spending more than you actually have? Are you spending more than you earn? What about your health and well-being? What results are you getting here? What beliefs are causing those results in this area for your life? Are you too busy to look after yourself? Are you making the excuse that junk food is cheaper than healthier food for you? Or are you making the excuse that your clients are taking up too much time, or your business is taking up too much time, and so you don't have time to look after yourself and to work on your health and well-being? What about your relationships? The same questions apply here. What results are you getting here? What beliefs are causing that for you? Do you believe that there's no good men left? Or if you're a guy and you're trying to look for a woman, that all women are controlling and manipulative? That's not a helpful belief. Are you micromanaging your staff or your contractors because you feel like you have incompetent staff? That's a limiting belief. Great, so I've gone through this really quickly here, but the point of this is just to run through what each are, and then after the training and during the week, you're going to get the action guide and you're going to complete this in detail, okay? We want as much information here on your limiting beliefs as possible so that next week, in the trainings next week, we're actually going to start clearing some of these limiting beliefs so that you can start getting better results in your life and business. Right, the next thing that we use to identify our limiting beliefs is the thoughts that we have. Now, the average person has 3,000 thoughts per hour. That's 70,000 thoughts per day. Holy moly, wow. Now, that's a lot of thoughts. And now, knowing what you know, how many of your thoughts are actually negative? And how is this impacting your life right now? Wow, that's pretty scary to think about, isn't it? If you are constantly worrying and stressing and having negative thoughts going on in your head, how is that creating the results in your life? Pretty powerful stuff. So observing our thoughts and really hearing what we are saying is another way to identify our limiting beliefs. So let's play a game. You might have done this before, but this changes over time and is a great way to identify your limiting beliefs. So it's a word association game. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say a word and you're going to write down the first few things that pop into your head when you hear that word. Now, don't think about it. Don't get into your conscious mind here. Just write down what automatically comes, the first things that come. And there's no right answer here, okay? In fact, remember that we kind of actually want to be bringing up the limiting beliefs. We want to be bringing up the baggage. We want to be bringing up the negative stuff in this week so that next week we can change them and we can get rid of these and get you better results. So let's play this game. Grab a pen and paper. Right. What thoughts do you have about money? Go. Write down the first few things that come to your head. Right, what do you think about time? Go. Okay, next, what do you think about business? What thoughts are going on in your head about business? You remember, it's just the first things that come to you. Write them down, just two or three things. Right, next thing, rich people. Go. Okay, next one, salespeople. Go. How about advertising? Do that one now. And what about the word selling? What does that bring up for you? Great. What about the word relationships? What does that bring up for you? Okay, and now health. Okay, this should have revealed some great limiting beliefs for you. And remember to get clear on the actual truth rather than what you have been telling yourself is true. And you know what? You can create your truth. So it might be that currently you have a lot of truths that are negative, but you can change those to truths that are positive. Remember things like, money is actually just a tool. It's not good nor bad, and it can be extremely easy to make. We all have the same amount of time. There is heaps of time, and it's up to you of what you do with your time and how you make that count. Now, rich people, as I've explained, I know a lot of very wealthy and rich people, and they're very, very generous and giving. You know, that's not all people, but the belief that I choose to have is rich people are generous and giving. Good salespeople are out there. And you know what? Those salespeople really do help people, and they also bring cash into a business, and that's a good thing. Great. Now, I want you to go through that list, and I want you to identify the limiting beliefs that are holding you back. And you know, in some areas, you'll have great beliefs that you're happy with. Okay, so which beliefs do you want to change? I want you to mark those down. Right. And I want you to continue with this in the action guide during the week as well. Really listen to the thoughts that you're having during the week and note them down. Next, we're going to get into what language you are using in your internal talk to yourself. Is it positive talk or is it negative talk? Is it damaging talk? What words are you using? You see someone that has lots of money. What words do you use to describe them in your head? Do you call them filthy rich? Or who did you rip off? Listen to those words, filthy rich. And who did you rip off? If you're using negative words like that, then most likely these are limiting beliefs that are actually holding you back. Next, what language are you using out loud in conversations with others? When you're having a casual chat with a friend or in business meetings, what are you saying out loud? What words are you using? Are you saying things like, oh, I could never afford that, or there's never enough money? And now, as well as observing your language, it is also useful to observe other people's language as well. You know, people who are on your team and people who are in your life. Because observing other people's language gives you an insight into the mindset that they have, and so do the actions that they're taking, or the actions that they're not taking as well. It can also show you some of your limiting beliefs when you pick up on things that they're saying. You know, it can be like a mirror. They say something, you go, oh wow, that's, you know, that's not a very good belief to have. And then you go, oh, hang on, I actually have that too. So this is a really good way to pick up on some other limiting beliefs that you have. And again, I want you to continue this in the action guide during the week. Right, let's get into the next way we can identify limiting beliefs. And that is with patterns in our lives. So a great thing that really shows up limiting beliefs is the patterns that show up in our lives. Do you get reoccurring money problems? Are you in repeat bad relationships, you know, where you just go from bad guy to bad guy to bad guy. That's a pattern that's showing up in your life, and it's also revealing a limiting belief that you can actually learn from and change there. Or, you know, in terms of your relationships, are people always letting you down in your life? Not just in your relationships with your intimate partner, but the other people in your life as well. Are your staff always letting you down? Are your friends always letting you down? Or on the opposite, are they taking advantage of you? You know, are they using you for all you've got and really overextending yourself, and you're giving yourself to these people and they're just taking it for all it's worth? Is there any destructive behavior that keeps popping up in your life? This can be revealing limiting beliefs as well. Or that pattern that I've seen a lot of people have as well, where they make lots of money, like big amounts of money, and then in a short amount of time they've lost it again, and then they need to go out and then they're going to make big money again, and then they lose it again. So it's always like a feast or a famine with them, and that's a pattern that's showing up in their life. And again, I want you to continue this action guide during the week. Right, so there's just a few more of these that reveal limiting beliefs. So the next one is, who are you being? Are you open-minded? Are you focused and clear? Are you powerful? Or are you frustrated? Are you grumpy or angry? Or are you really small or narrow-minded? Are you always finding problems? Or are you actually solution-focused and you're always trying to find a solution to any problems or challenges that come up? Do people like to be around you? Who are you being in your life? Are you being an inspirer? Or are you being a drain? Who are you being in your life? This will bring up limiting beliefs as well. Right, the next one is the action that we take or that we don't take. What do you keep putting off? Do you keep putting off paying the bills or dealing with your accounts? What actions are you taking that are not useful for you? So what actions are you taking in your life that are not useful for you, that are not moving you forward to where you want to be? Are you criticizing people so that your relationships break down? Are you always saying yes to everything that comes your way? So are you always saying yes to events and opportunities and things like that so that you are fully booked and you have no time? What actions are you taking and not taking that are actually showing you limiting beliefs that are coming up in your life? And the last one is being present. Now, we're all kind of on autopilot most of the time. You know, we're rushing around, we're really busy, and we're worrying about the future, we're worrying about the past. Our minds are going a million miles an hour, thinking of everything that we need to get done. Or thinking about that conversation that we had a week ago with that friend that ended in an argument. Well, what we need to do is actually stop. Stop and clear your head and start being present. Present to the present moment. Because this can reveal limiting beliefs as well. And in fact, this is where I now get most of my limiting beliefs revealed to me. It's really, really powerful. And it's when I'm being present. It's when I am just sitting and observing the moment and being present. So in order to do this, what you want to do is you want to be focused in the present moment. And instead, you clear your mind, and instead of thinking about anything, all you do is you sit and you look around and you observe. And if you're doing something, then you want to do it consciously. So say you're doing the dishes, then you want to put 100% of your intention into doing that. Really pay attention to how you are holding the bowl and what dirt is on it and the colors of the bowl and how it feels. This is how to be present. And if you're not used to being present, then it can be a little bit of a challenge at first to get used to, but it is very powerful. So give it a go and practice at it, and you'll get really great things come out of this. Right, well, we're about to wrap it up, but first off, I want to talk to you about the homework for this week. And remember that action is crucial to getting the results that you want. This is all about getting results in your life. So you need to make this a priority. And what we want you to do this week is, firstly, we want you to complete the action guide. You can download that in the link below this video. Next, we want you to do observation for this week, okay? We really want you to be an observer in your life this week. Being the observer reveals a lot about what's going on in your life. Now, this is not about correcting anything this week, just about observing it and finding out what pops up. And remember to write it down so that we can work on that. Now, we want you to observe yourself and the people in your business. So your staff, your contractors, your suppliers as well. And if something reveals itself, then simply say, how interesting, and note it down so that we can work on it next week. This is not about trying to force things to change right now. At the moment, it is just about identifying those limiting beliefs. And the last thing that we want you to do is set an alarm. Now, this is a really great exercise, so we want you to get your phone out and we want you to set a little alarm on it. Minimum twice a day, but preferably more if you can manage that. And we want you to set an alarm on your phone. And now when this goes off, we want you to stop, take note of exactly what you were thinking when it went off. Was it an empowering thought or was it a destructive thought? Was it negative? Was it positive? Was it neutral? Was it a supportive thought or was it very unuseful? Write it down. So that's the exercise. Right, the last thing I want to go through is a few fundamental beliefs that we live by and we really want you to be living by as well. So the first one is always be improving. Andrew mentioned this one in the last training, but it's worth repeating again. We're about the consistent, constant improvement in our lives and our businesses, and that leads to massive results. The next one is that you are in command. You are in control of your life. You don't need to blame everything else in your life. You are in control. You can take control and you do not need to be dragged along for what life has set out for you. You can actually command the ship and steer it where you want it to go. Next is take responsibility. This is really, really important. Now, obviously you can't change everyone around you, but I want you to take responsibility for who you are and who you're being and the actions that you're taking and own up to them and be responsible for them. You know, there's nothing wrong with you. You are where you're at and we're going to move you forward, but take responsibility for where you are right now. Next is to be solution focused. So instead of always finding problems, you want to actually be focusing on the solution. There is a solution for everything. There really is. So start to be solution focused. Right, and the last one is to trust. Trust in the process, trust in the universe, trust that the universe is going to provide everything that you want. And I know for some of you that's a really big ask right now, but trust is really, really important. Trust that it's going to happen. Trust that everything is going to work out. And trust that you are in exactly the right place. So trust. Right, I want you guys to go out, take action, play full out, and have an absolutely awesome week. So bye for now, and we'll talk to you soon.